priest, 1 year ordained, and I was assigned here to do graduate work in philosophy at the Angelicum, the University of St. Thomas Aquinas. Graduate work in philosophy to get my doctorate. And at the same time, I was to work on reporting on the Second Vatican Council for the diocesan newspaper in Philadelphia and for Catholic News Service. So I had the opportunity to be present at a number of events of the Second Vatican Council. Every day I was present for the news briefings and for what was called the U.S. Bishops Press Panel, which was in the basement of the old USO headquarters on the Via della Conciliazione, right around the corner from the current location of the studios of Vatican Radio. And it was fascinating because you had all of the major theologians or the major figures of the council who would come there to speak to the journalists at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And of course the Italians thought that that was a barbaric hour to have anything, but the Americans thought that that was quite logical to have something at 3 in the afternoon. And for 1 hour each day, there was this background briefing on the issues that were discussed, the clarification of factual points, and conjecture about what would be happening. It was a fascinating time to be a journalist in Rome, to be a priest in Rome, to be a Catholic in Rome.
Can you describe some of the ceremonies to me, or some of the ceremonies you attended, or even, you know, the actual flow of priests and monsignors and cardinals coming out of St. Peter's?
Well, every day at 12:30, it looked as if St. Peter's was having a hemorrhage, because all of this purple and red just flowed down the steps, because the cardinals and the bishops every day would wear choir dress, which was the scarlet or purple cassock with a type of surplice, a cotta, and a purple cape, a little cape, or a scarlet cape over that. Every day they would be dressed like this, coming down the steps. And then for solemn occasions, for the opening or closing of a session or for the promulgation of conciliar decrees, all of the cardinals and bishops would be dressed in copes and mitres, and the Eastern Rite bishops in crowns. So you can imagine what that looked like as they came out of St. Peter's dressed like that, or were in a procession like that, about 2,000 bishops. And of course, in those days, the Pope was carried on his sedia gestatoria, the chair which allowed him to be viewed by the people in the crowd. In one way, perhaps it was better that the Pope was carried into St. Peter's, because you didn't have the scene as you do today of people scrambling up on chairs and almost toppling over one another in order to see the Pope. He was high and everybody could see him clearly. And the silver trumpets from the back window of St. Peter's, way up high, would play the papal hymn as the Pope was carried up the middle aisle. And I must say, with the stands that were erected for the Second Vatican Council, with individual seats, assigned seats for each cardinal and bishop and patriarch, it was a magnificent sight, which I will never forget. And I would think that its like may never be seen again, because the number of bishops has grown so greatly, and the expense of such events would have grown greatly. So it was a privilege to be present for both the manifestation of the universality of the Church, the unity of the Church, and also for the exciting nature of the discussions that were carried on.
The arrival of the Pope on the sedia gestatoria must have created a kind of a stir in the crowd.
Well, I, as an American, had not been accustomed to people clapping and cheering in church. You know, I presume that the same type of decorum is present in the British Isles as well, where we were expected always to be quiet in church, which I must say I prefer. But I remember my first time there for a papal ceremony, when people began to cheer and clap as the Pope was carried up the aisle. And as I said, it was very easy to see the Holy Father in that situation. You didn't have to strain or crane to see him. There he was right before your eyes. And it was a thrilling experience to see the Vicar of Christ coming into the church which contained the tomb of his first predecessor. I was deeply moved. In those days, of course, also the Pope wore a crown, a tiara, the Triple Crown. And it was a magnificent sight and very stirring, very moving. There are certainly very many moving ceremonies in the church now, but of course I was a young priest, only 27 years old, here in Rome for the first time I had ever been in Europe, and to see the opening of the second session of the council, that's what I was here for, was for me one of the unforgettable experiences of my life. The end of that second session, by the way, was the occasion on which they had the promulgation of the first two documents of the Second Vatican Council, Sacrosanctum Concilium on the liturgy and Intermorifica on communications. So little did I know that 20 years after I was present in St. Peter's for the promulgation of the decree which called for the establishment of a special office for communications, that I would be the president of that office back here at the Vatican.